Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very noble and important tradition. This tradition is about the abandonment of prayer and how it is tantamount and identical to disbelief. You know, we have a very beautiful verse in the Holy Quran which says, they will be in gardens questioning concerning the guilty. You know, the believers will be in heaven and they will ask the guilty, the mujrimeen, what drew you into hell? The guilty, they will answer, we were not amongst those who prayed. Lam nako minal musallin. So prayer is the pillar of religion. It's the light of the heavens and the earth, right? And, you know, it's the foundation of our religion. You know, without prayer, you know, there's not much hope in somebody, you know, being saved and attaining salvation in the hereafter. And if our prayers are answered, you know, our prayers are accepted, our ritual prayers, then everything else will be accepted, all our other actions. In a very beautiful hadith, the Prophet said, it only takes for a Muslim to deliberately abandon the performance of the daily obligatory prayer or to not perform it out of carelessness for him to become an infidel. Neglecting the prayer, abandoning it, this leads to a state of infidelity and kufr. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked why the one who abandons the prayer is considered an infidel and not the fornicator, to which he replied, because the fornicator and other such sinners commit the sin out of a desire that overcomes him, whereas the one who abandons the prayer only does so because he does not take it seriously, deeming it insignificant. Right? But nobody leaves the prayer because he's overcome with a state of passion and lust for abandoning the prayer. No, he does so because he thinks it's unimportant, right? Right. Whereas a person who, you know, commits other sins such as fornication or something like, for example, stealing and these kind of things, you know, one might almost give him an excuse because he's, you know, he cannot control his passions at that time and, you know, he's overcome with them and, you know, almost as if he is in a state of inability to fight against those passions. But this lack of prayer or abandoning prayer, no, it's not in this case. A person, you know, there's nothing preventing this person from praying except the fact that he's lazy, you know, or he doesn't think that the prayer is important. He knows the prayer is important, right? He's realized, he's aware of it, right? But he just can't get himself up to, you know, stand up and pray. That's why, you know, we have been prohibited from taking prayer lightly. We've been cautioned against this. Imam Bakr alayhi salam said, do not neglect your prayer, for verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, while he was on his deathbed, the one who takes his prayers lightly is not from me. Right? This is a very important hadith. You know, at the time of the deathbed of the Prophet, this is a time when somebody's about to die that he only mentions some very important things. The fact that the Prophet mentioned this at the time of his death indicates its significance in his eyes and in the eyes of religion and Allah. Right? So, taking the prayers lightly, istighfaf bisalat, right? This is a very grave matter and it should be avoided at all costs. It's very important to take it very seriously, the prayers, as far as our otherworldly here and felicity and sa'adat are concerned. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the abandoning of prayers in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.